One craft brewery in Seattle is hoping to bring the flavors of the Northwest to beer. They're forging everything from sugar kelp to elderflower to create subtle notes in their brews. Correspondent Courtney Flatt hiked along a foraging trip and brings us this report.
There's nothing like a cold beer on a hot day. But this particular beer, the Alexandra, a Saison-style beer from Fair Isle Brewing, took a little more sweat than some brews you might have sipped.
Beer doesn't have to be like the traditional ingredients.
Traditional ingredients are typically sourced from vendor catalogs or online, says Andrew Pogue, the brewery's co-founder. Pogue says he wants people's palates to relish Northwest flavors. Today, Pogue and two other crew members head into the woods on the Kitsap Peninsula to search for fireweed.
Lots of times when we forage fireweed, it's in a clear-cut area because that's where it thrives in the abundance of the sun.
As its name suggests, the weed is also fond of areas burned by wildfires. To prove its love of disturbed landscapes, fireweed was among some of the plants to sprout up after Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980. A mile uphill, and the Fair Isle foragers reach a clear cut, with popular mountain biking and hiking trails snaking through.
There's tons of fireweed out here.
The goal of the day? Collect enough of the wildflower's long green leaves to fill four reusable grocery bags they've brought along, roughly 10 pounds of leaves. The plant's bright fuchsia blossoms remain untouched. Turns out, as vibrant as the flowers are, they aren't that flavorful.
We use the leaves of the weed, dry them just like you would a green tea, and add them to a beer and steep them just like you would a tea.
For this team, foraging is all about the right here and right now.
So you really have to be attuned with, you know, what's the season? Is it coming early? Is it showing up late this year? Just being forced to pay attention to kind of that aspect of nature is always, to me, really, really fun.
To do that, they foraged from different regions in Washington at different times. Everything from bog myrtle and swampy sloughs to elderflower in the Eastern Cascades. But Polk says they don't want to collect anything they're foraging all in one spot.
Making sure that whatever we use specifically to forage our beers, that we aren't like decimating a population.
And fortunately for this group, fireweed is abundant. They head off into the clear cut.
I'll grab a bag.
Attempting to take leaves from plants not so near the trail. Olivia Mitchell is one of the brewers at Fair Isle. After an hour or so of hiking around the area, she stuffed her bag with fireweed leaves.
I think it's cool to find something from around here that just grows from the ground and then use it immediately, and then just taste it immediately afterward.
The group typically forages fireweed June through August. They'll go out a few times a season. Pogue says when they're experimenting with flavors and ingredients, they'll sometimes do small batches.
And that's a good way to mimic on how that might appear in a beer. And then you can kind of start playing like you would a palette of paints. Like, how do we kind of mix these different things and blend them so we get excited, right?
Sometimes they nail a new beer. Sometimes it needs quite a bit of tweaking, Pogue says. But the Alexandra has been around the brewery for four batches now. They brew it in time to be released in the summer. After the hike, the group sits down to enjoy a sip.
You ready for Alexandra?
Yeah.
Smells like hard work.
Tastes like hard work, too.
The leaves they pick today will be released in next year's beer. I'm Courtney Flatt on the Kitsap Peninsula.